Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at Evie Academics. Thanks so much for listening. And let's dive into our Monday Mindset. I know I've said this about every single Monday Mindset in March, but like, this is just, it's so good. I love it so much. So this one we're talking about, that you didn't miss your boat. I can't remember where this quote came from, but it was something to the effect of, you know, people get to the dock and they think they missed their boat, but there's always another one coming. And what I love about that quote, what I love about that perspective, it's a perspective of abundance. It's a perspective of abundance, of love, right? When we live and operate from that place and not from scarcity, there's always going to be more. There's always going to be enough for everyone and more to go around, as opposed to living in this mindset of scarcity, that there aren't enough opportunities, that there isn't enough for everybody. I don't like that way of thinking because it very much is that victim mentality, that scarcity, that, oh, it's just not for me, or I'm not the person, or I'm not the one, or I'm not good enough, or whatever it might be, or there isn't enough for me. Well, yes, there is, right? We live in this world, this universe, this life that wants to give you what you want. We've just got to be willing to become the person to have that thing that we want. So often we think we want something, but we are not ready for it. And I will give you a perfect example of this, that you didn't miss your boat. Maybe you just weren't ready for your boat, the boat that you want. Right? I think about, I was 20, man, I must have been 22, 23, 24 years old, somewhere in that range. And I applied for a director of development position at Loyola Marymount University at my college that I went to, where I got my master's and undergrad degrees. And I had no business being in that role at all. I was not ready. I was not skilled enough. I was not emotionally intelligent enough. Thank God they did not offer me the position. That was one of a few jobs that I did not get that I interviewed for. And I think it's so interesting because I thought I really, really, really wanted that job. And if I had gotten that job, it wouldn't have been the boat for me. I would have failed epically. And I think sometimes we really, really want something, and we don't get it because we're not ready. We're not able to hold the energy, the responsibility, what it takes to have that thing. We got to change first. We still have a lot of lessons and growth and understanding and self-awareness that we've got to go through in order to be prepared to have that thing. And or that relationship or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is, that thing, right? And I think what happens sometimes is we give up too quickly because we don't think that we are worthy. We don't think it's possible for us. We don't believe that more is coming later. And so we give up and so we stop. And what we're doing is we're only hindering our own ability to grow as people, to change and become the best freaking version of ourself that possibly exists in this life. Like, isn't that the goal? To be happy, to feel good, to operate from love, as my dad would always say, just I operate from peace. And to come from that perspective comes from a place of abundance, not a place of scarcity. So I don't want you to think that like you've missed the boat. That ain't true. That's not even a thing. There's always another boat. And I think about some of the greats who didn't become famous or whatever, understand, really identify their purpose in this life until they were 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. Anything is possible for you. I think what's most important is understanding what we really, really want, what's really aligned to who we are, what we care about, what we feel our purpose is, and just doing and understanding that everything happens for us. That just wasn't your boat. Your boat's coming a little bit later. You still got some more growth to do in order to be ready for your boat, because it's always coming. Life is full of abundance. All right, you guys, here's to another great week of living intentionally.